It's there.
This is Triple M, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Vibba.
And I'm Millie.
Feels good to say that again.
Yeah,
after 4 months.
Yeah.
We're back!
Uh-oh, I'm gonna sneeze. Wait. Nope. Okay, I'm good.
Okay.
What's the title of today, Vibba?
Well, thank you for asking, Millie. Today, we have music with Mulkey and Millie. And you might be asking, who's Mulkey? And that would be me. That is my middle name. And we picked a radio show name that, you know, favors Millie, unfortunately. So
imagine not having an M as the first initial of your first name.
Well, it was that or...
Embarrassing.
It was that or music with Muth and Millie. Because my last name is Comet. And that was more lame. So maybe we should have switched to Triple V this year. Because you got a whole year. You got a whole year.
Okay, but imagine coming up with the words.
Voracious.
Vector.
Vineyard. We could have done it. Some of the names we come up with the M's are creative enough as it is.
Yeah.
So, we could have done, I believe
We should announce our new show schedule, too.
We should, actually. Thank you. Do you want to do it?
I guess. Guys, we have some bad news.
Unfortunately. They demoted us.
They demoted us. We're going to do an alternating show.
Saturdays.
Saturdays at 6 p.m. instead of 8.
Yeah. Our golden hour is gone. Not that, yeah. Someone is definitely feeling it and doing a great job, but they demoted us to an alternating show. I guess because didn't get enough listeners.
They gave us our friends' showtime, actually.
Yeah, who, never came in and never had a show. So, a little insulting that we've been put at that level.
Yeah, we have a sturdy listener base,
yeah, too. You guys. We have, 35 of you out there, loyal listeners. So, really, they're disrespecting you.
Yeah. You know what? Write in to WMFO.
Yeah, call in. Send them some angry hate mail. Don't do that, actually. Disclaimer, don't do that.
Disclaimer, we're joking.
Yeah, disclaimer. They're going to give us Tuesdays at 2 a.m. if they gets back to WMFO headquarters. But anyways.
We are in WMFO headquarters.
Another update is that Millie and I are roommates this year, not just co-hosts. Yeah. So.
Roommates / friends, I guess.
Yeah. Roommates first, co-host second, friends .
Friends
sixth.
Yeah,
seven.
Sixth. That was... Yeah.
Study buddies third.
If even. Fifth, yeah, we're in two different...
Actually, we hate each other. But this next song, or what you just heard, the first one was Dare by Gorillaz, which we played because it was the first show we've ever played on a radio show, and also the last song we played. No, it's not. But it's the first, song we ever played on our radio show last year, so...
Are you sure?
Keeping with traditions, yes. I'm 100% sure.
I don't think she's sure, guys. I think she's just making it up.
There's nothing higher than 100%. I'm an engineering major.
105%.
I'm an engineering major. But this next one is a song that's been trending on TikTok, which a lot of you probably heard, but probably have not heard the full song. But I love this song.
It's kind of old. It's a little vintage,
yeah,
I would say.
It's a little aged. But
it involves me and my roommate.
Yeah, me and my roommate.
Me and my roommate studio. WMFO headquarters.
Yeah, me and my roommate in our fifth hour at the dining hall doing homework, listening to this song. So that's the only intro you're getting, and we'll tell you the name after, but you've probably heard it. But here we go. We'll be back after another couple songs, as always.
Enjoy!
Make you fall.
Speaking of going out on a Tuesday.
We just realized we have a garden concert, or excuse me, the garden concert.
No posers on Triple M.
On Tuesday.
At the Paradise Rock Club.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, we have a garden concert, and then the next Tuesday, we have Gorillaz North American Tour 2022 at the garden.
They're one Tuesday after another?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
We're so good at planning.
My teammates are going to be annoyed.
Oh.
I have Lyft during that day, guys. I'm a strike student athlete.
Yeah, D1 athlete and rockstar. Don't mix.
Sorry, guys. I think I'm having a little heart attack over here. I think I can't breathe right now.
Might be. We chose to break here because I'm going to let Millie introduce our next song. And let it be known, well, I do like this song, but I'm just going to let Millie introduce it.
Okay. The next song is... I think it's called, the genre is called Americana.
Cowboy.
Don't interrupt me.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
I think the genre is called Americana. It's like Western, but not really Western, but Southern, but not really. It's like Southern, but without the trucks and the beer and
Dude,
the misogyny.
Dude, is she not just saying cowboy? Is she not just, is that not what she's saying? I speak my case. I rest my case.
I really like to listen to the song all the time, actually.
She's not lying.
It really grounds me, especially before bed. It makes me feel like I'm just, you know, a rock on this rock. And that I don't really have to do anything. I can just eat my beans or steak.
Don't spoil the whole song.
And then just go to sleep and wake up the next day and everything will be okay. With that being said, the next song is called Cowpoke.
Yeah, and please pay close attention to the lyrics, because really, you will find few songs that are this moving.
It's just amazing.
It's just
so simple, so beautiful.
This is Cowpoke by Colter Wall.
I'm lonesome but happy, rich but I'm broke, and the good Lord knows the reason. I'm just a cowpoke from Cheyenne to Douglas. The ranges I know, 'cause I drift with the wind. No one cares where I go. Got a dime in these old worn out jeans, so I'll stop eating steak and I'll go back to beans. I'll pick up a tennis spot in Prescott, I know, riding the Bronx in the big rodeo. Some evening in the springtime, a filly all fine, I might spend all summer with her on my mind. But I'll never be branded and never be broke. I'm a carefree range riding, drifting cowpoke. Thank you.
eyes pouring through my window, dressing everything all up in gold, and I don't know what I'm doing here. I left the howling winds and the prairies to find some kind of idea. Am I full or am I empty? Well, maybe I just like hurting, building up walls and then ripping them down with my own disposition. Well, my own hurting masks the way I feel about the world and all the little things I wish were different. And I've been grieving since I left old Carolina. The bars on my window didn't leave me safe at night. Now I've chased your love, I thought it might feel woolly, like angel on a damn cold winter's night. Like leaving, like people loving money, and I don't know what it's all running from. Perhaps the fear of splitting open, showing some parts of yourself that you don't even really want to know. Bars on my window didn't leave me safe at night. Now I've chased your love, cause I thought it might feel woolly, like Adrian on a damn cold winter's night. Like Adrian on a damn cold.
That was Just Like Leaving by Bella White, another one of my favorite songs. Incredible for the rain, in my opinion, and it is rainy out. I don't know if it's raining.
I feel like a tumbleweed.
Good, good. I think that's the vibe I wanted you to feel, you know? I wanted to convey that.
Tumbleweed core?
Yeah.
Well, you succeeded. Core. That was our little Western section of today's show.
Tumbleweed.
Maybe we'll have one for every show in the future. Unfortunately, I don't know how we could mess with the M's to get that, but moo. Mountain Man music.
Yeah, there you
go. I don't
know
if that's
Boom,
the same.
Right there.
Mountain Man and cowboys are two different cultures.
You can have like cowboys that climb large pieces of rock.
Maybe the cowboys, not the horses. And who is a cowboy without his horse?
You'd be surprised.
What is a cowboy without his horse?
You'd be surprised.
Is it even a cowboy?
Horses,
anymore?
Agile creatures. All right.
All
right.
I don't know what horse could have climbed that hill we climbed for two, but I'd love to meet him.
What are you talking about? The hill,
the mountain, the Everest that we had to climb on our wilderness orientation. Millie and I went on this two wilderness orientation, and they had us climb. We were fighting for our lives on this mountain.
Literally walking hands and knees.
Like
hands
crawling.
And knees, grasping onto any vegetation that you could.
I was regretting all my life decisions. We had a 40-pound backpack on our back, and then we get to the top, and there's this tiny little insulting sign drilled, like nailed into the ground, and it says Hill on it. Hill
yeah, something. It was like a I don't nice know, I was name blacked too. Out. It was like Butterfly Hill or yeah. something.
It was like some namby pamby, like little whatever, and it was so humiliating.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's our little anecdote. Yeah. But that concludes our Western section. The next song.
Boo.
You know what? Why don't you get your own show?
Hey.
And you can play your little Western melodies.
Are we breaking up right now?
I'm going to split my dorm in half. Draw a line down the middle.
I have the door, so good luck.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
just have to jump out the window. I'll tie your sheets together, and I'll jump out the window.
You're going to go onto my side, take my sheets.
I'm an engineer. I'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I'll
build
a bridge.
Right.
Okay, this next song. This is my pick, which means it's good. And this is...
call in if you liked Cowpoke.
Yeah, call in. If you're a cowboy... Call in and give us your
give
way
us a
in.
Review.
Yeah, if Cowpoke was up to standard, but okay.
Or the other one, or just like leaving.
Can I introduce his next song? Are you gonna let me?
Are
introduce
you gonna
next
keep
song?
Insulting?
I did not once insult Cowpoke.
I felt it though.
Okay, well that's a you problem. But our next song is "Sunny Came Home" by Sean Colwyn, which is a song from the '90s that my parents like, and so that's where I heard it. I listened to it a lot growing up, but for some reason I've been listening to this album on repeat. For the past week. It's just a good feel-good album. I don't know. I love this kind of music. But that's
super,
our next song.
Super vintage.
Super vintage, actually. Yeah. I wish I was born in the 90s.
You're 90s
I was born
babies.
In the wrong decade. I was born in the wrong decade.
Kick her off the air.
Here's Sunny Came Home by Sean Colwyn. Hope you enjoy. We'll be back, as always, after
maybe,
a couple songs.
Or maybe not. Or maybe not. Ooh. Ooh, little
suspense.
Ooh. Oh, here it is.
Be quiet, Millie.
Thank you.
We're back.
We are back. As always.
Squeak.
And it's time for everyone's favorite part of the show. The PSA.
What was the name of this album, Bibba? That the song, last song was on?
This album, it's by Sean Colvin, and it is called A Few Small Repairs.
Oh my god, repairs?
Yeah, why?
Oh my gosh. Well, guys, I'm about to read you the Repair Manifesto.
Wow.
PSA, if it's not broke... Oh, wait, no. Excuse me.
Boo.
If it is broke, why not try fixing it?
Don't fumble.
This is all me. In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposely manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. That's called planned obsolescence, everyone. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So, when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you're going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That was so close.
Wow. That's a fresh new PSA. A new PSA just dropped.
There are a couple new ones in here.
Nice. Yeah. Can't wait to go through those throughout the weeks. But good segue, too. Overall, 10 out of 10.
Thank
Fantastic.
You. Yeah.
Oh, I miss the PSAs.
Yeah. Don't let corporations trick you into spending your money.
Yeah.
Okay? Washing machines should last forever.
Washing machines?
But they don't.
Why
Do you know why? Do you know why?
Okay, why washing machines?
Because of planned obsolescence. Okay.
What is that?
The manufacturer designed something to break in a period of time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they, like, design, like, the warranties.
Mm-hmm.
They calculate the warranties also just, like, a couple years smaller than when it is anticipated to break as
Devilish.
No.
Devilish.
Tufts Educational Radio, for real.
The Repair Manifesto, everyone.
Can't believe we're teaching everyone about capitalism for the first time. You guys wouldn't guess.
You know, yeah. I mean, you learn new things every day. Every day.
Every day. Well. Anyways.
Well.
Yeah. Let's play some Talking Heads. Let's play some Talking Heads. This next song is called And She Was, and it is my current, you know, walking to class, headphones on, mysterious woman in STEM, romanticizing life kind of song.
Is it a matcha or is it a chai?
I'm a chai person.
Okay.
But I got a matcha today. But I wasn't listening to the song, so. But, yeah.
I guess it doesn't count.
Okay. I'm just gonna play it.
You go for it.
Moving, she was floating above it, and she was.
time I fall from grace, not even 22, but I think it's coming soon. Can't feel my hands as they're clutching the sink. I'm staring into the mirror, watching my face get weirder. Keep running out of shit to talk about. I'm a senior in college, almost flunking out.
She gets it. She gets it.
Millie was just telling me that's one of her walking into class songs.
Yeah, I think, you know what? She's feeling all right. She's, you know, college is hard, but she's feeling okay. You know? She's going through life. You know?
Whatever works for you.
Yeah.
Personally. If I was listening to that on the way to class, I would simply not look left and right at the Cummings intersection.
See, that's the difference between you and me.
I would just walk. What? I would just go.
I'm strong in here.
Like, there needs to be some will.
Yeah, that's how I get to my classes in record time. I just, you know, sprint walk to that song.
That's the song you picked to sprint walk to? I feel like that'll slow me down.
Well, okay.
Especially this next song we're about to play, you're telling me you sprint walk to it?
No, this one I take my leisurely time.
You slouch?
No. I will never. I'm trying really hard not to slouch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the backpacks made it hard. I feel like,
yeah,
big backpack made them so that we could slouch, and then big chiropractic made it so that we have to get that fixed. You know, they're collaborating.
I don't know any student that has gone to a chiropractor for their back.
Yes, you do. You're looking at one right
now.
I
know you do. You do.
Yeah. Everyone.
I feel like that's not a normal thing.
No, I think
it should be.
People don't take advantage of chiropractors. They're great. They're great.
Personally, I don't like being, I feel like,
people hate on them for the wrong reasons.
I think I'd feel like a glow stick.
Silly.
I feel like a glow stick being
sometimes
cracked.
It's good to feel like a glow stick, though.
I personally,
you know, you gotta get loose.
Personally, I wouldn't let that slide, but
you gotta get loose, you know.
Personally, I don't know if it's for me, but,
well, yeah, you need to, yeah, you gotta get loose more often, though. You're a little too, you know, What? You gotta be able to crisscross applesauce, you know?
I can crisscross applesauce. Let it be known on the record, I can sit cross-legged.
Disclaimer,
do
she
not
can't.
Make me silence you. I'm on board. I didn't want to do this for our first show.
She can't crisscross applesauce.
Okay, that's it. Guys, I can sit crisscross applesauce. She can.
She's a liar.
Millie likes
She's
to spread false rumors, but... Anyways, here's Bags by Clairo.
Okay,
hope you enjoy, and please picture Millie sprint walking to this song while it's playing, because she's really weird. All right.
Sugar coated.
And we're back.
Oopsie.
And we're back.
We're just so into the song, we're waiting for it not to end.
I know. Well, it's called End of Beginning, and I got confused. Didn't
Boo!
Know what ended.
Boo! Shame on you.
Handle that like a pro.
Yeah, right.
Board fumble doesn't exist. That was End of Beginning by Joe, spelled D-J-O. Joe Keery.
Joe who?
His name is...
Joe Mama.
Boo! That was worse. That one was worse. It's Joe Keery from Stranger Things. He plays Steve, but
best,
he has his own music.
One of the best characters, I think.
I agree. And he actually has like a really good music career. I love his music. And he just dropped a new album last week. So that's from the new album, one of my favorites off of it. But it's very good. Stream Joe.
Yeah, Stream Joe.
I don't know if it's like D-J-O or Joe. I think it's Joe, because his name is Joe. And Joe's just, you know.
The name Joe was taken. He was like, let me maneuver.
Yeah, there's too many Joes out there.
Okay, yeah.
But.
Makes sense.
There was that.
Yeah, that was that. I feel like we don't have a lot to say. What are some things that are going on in our lives?
What are some things that are going on in our lives?
Yeah.
I don't know. You want to start? Oh, we're at 24 listeners.
Oh, no.
We lost like 10. Crazy. What was it, guys? Was it Bags by Claro?
No,
it was definitely
no,
Bags
it was
by Claro.
Definitely, it was definitely the Talking Heads
We had 34 listeners during the Talking Heads.
No.
And then you know what we had after that? We had Coming Soon and Bags. Guess who picked those songs?
No.
Guess who picked those songs?
You know what, guys? Call your friends. Okay? Call your friends. Tell them to put on WMFO right now to prove Vibba wrong. Please.
Well.
Please.
I guess.
Please, I can't handle it.
There's a lot of pressure on what we play next then. We got to get people back. Or else they'll demote us again, you guys. Please.
Once a month.
We can't have a worse slot.
Once a month at 2 a.m.
Yeah, they knock us down one more peg. Well, we know what we're ending with, but we need to put in one more song. So I think, how about we do some Kate Bush? No, actually, that's too long. Can't do some Kate Bush.
Ooh,
how about...
This is so unprofessional of us.
This is unprofessional of us.
Nope, we're students, though. This is a student radio.
Yeah.
If you want professionalism, listen to, like, Kiss whatever the heck.
Kiss 108?
Yeah.
Do we have Kiss 108 in Long Island?
I think we have, like, 97.5, I think. Or 92.3. We have 92.3 now.
Right.
Yeah. Deciding? So okay.
Here's I Have the Moon by Lush.
Right. Oh, that's my song.
Sun, I have a moon.
That was my song.
It was your song. And
wasn't it beautiful, guys? Lovely.
That's why we're 23 listeners now.
Guys.
It's all in the numbers. I don't make up the numbers. But all right. For the second time tonight and the final time, because we're almost out of time, this is Triple M, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Squeak, squeak. Well, thank you guys for tuning in for the first week of our show.
Yeah.
We'll be back in 2 weeks, unfortunately. But, you know, at least we still get a show, so.
Love you guys.
We'll just make up for it by being twice as cool.
Okay.
And that means we need twice the listeners every week, guys, so.
Guys, the record is 64.
Yeah.
No, it's not all about numbers, however.
Quality over quantity, but if none of you call in, we can't,
yeah,
you know,
I didn't,
assess,
you know,
the quality.
I know that you guys were into Cowpoke because of the listener count, but, you know, there were no numbers to back that up.
We need
We need a review. We need at least one prank call per semester.
Send us hate mail. Like, yeah. You know, we'll appreciate all of it.
Yeah, just look up Tufts University Mail Services. We'll get it.
Yeah, my address is...
My social security number is...
Bold of us to ask for calls in when I'm not entirely sure I remember how to answer the phone. So
we'll figure it out. That's why we need to call in.
Yeah, that's true. We need practice.
Test us, guys.
But yeah, we'll leave you guys with that. And in honor of the concert we'll be going to on Tuesday, we're gonna end with some Garden.
Yeah.
Because what would the show be without the Garden? You know. But anyways, yeah. Bye, you guys. See you in 2 weeks.
Love you.
Hope
guys.
You enjoyed.
You're the best. Bye.
Keep it freeform. I couldn't